Campaign 92, I'm Michael Schoen, CBS News. 4 years ago, the Iowa caucuses were the first crucial event of the presidential year. But this year, they're almost going unnoticed. That's because it's virtually a one-horse race for the Democrats. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin is the favorite son. Still, the caucuses are on. CBS News correspondent David Jackson is at one of close to 2,200 precinct gatherings in the state.
These caucuses are tackling platform issues first. It will still be a little while before the people officially stand up for their man. Turnout is very light. There are more people at a seventh grade basketball championship in the gym upstairs than in the auditorium for this first caucus of 1992.
CBS News Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says Harkin has to do well in Iowa.
Early events tend to be a matter of expectations, and the expectation for Tom Harkin is that he win Iowa and win Iowa big. He is now running well behind in the state of New Hampshire, and while he's got other places to go, for example, South Dakota, not doing well here is going to hamper that effort down the road.
Harkin himself has said he needs about 60% or better. We should know how well he's performed in Iowa, his home state, within the hour. What about the Republicans? They're skipping a straw vote this time around, so President Bush can't be heard tonight. Campaign 92. I'm Michael Schoen, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by the CNA Insurance Companies. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Traditional opening night of the presidential election year as Iowa holds its caucuses, a process not generating much heat this time around because of the presence of Iowa Senator Tom Harkin in the Democratic field. And indeed, even at this early hour, CBS News estimates Tom Harkin has won big. Correspondent David Jackson is live with us from Des Moines. David?
The numbers are nowhere near official, though there was never much doubt that Harkin would win his home state, where he's campaigned all but unopposed. He says he needs more than 60% support here when all is said and done to give his New Hampshire primary campaign a much-needed boost. An unscientific survey at one caucus site earlier found a majority indeed of Harkin supporters, but a lot of undecideds as well. By all accounts, undecided may well come in second, though probably not a terribly close second. The first business of the day at many caucus sites, debating and voting platform issues, abortion rights, health care matters, even nuclear disarmament. More than a presidential caucus, this is grassroots democracy at work. David Jackson, CBS News at Democratic Party Tabulation Center in Des Moines.
And we'll have more CBS News when The World Tonight returns.
Hi, Jack Rooney of Sound Mind.
Sound Mind?
Oh, it's my conscience.
What good is a will, Jack, if your estate plan isn't complete?
What?
You forgot long-term care, Jack.
You mean nursing home care? I'm only 50.
You could need it at any time in your life.
But I have medical insurance.
Doesn't cover it. And long-term care could cost $25,000 or even more a year. So if you're not protected, you could lose the business and your life savings.
Wow, I never realized I could lose so much.
Many independent agents recommend long-term care protection from the CNA insurance companies, because CNA has been providing nursing home and long-term care insurance for over 25 years. The kind of experience you'll feel more secure with. CNA, a multi-line insurance group, has over $30 billion in assets, over $9 billion in revenue, $4.5 billion in stockholders' equity, and consistently high ratings.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Well, you still got a quarter, buddy. Let's go call a professional. Your independent agent.
Ask your independent agent about the CNA insurance companies. CNA, for all the commitments you make.
Heads roll at the Dow Corning Company as controversy over the safety of its silicone gel breast implants continues to boil. Both the chairman and chief executive officer were fired today, with the outgoing chairman, John Luddington, saying it is clear the company must focus attention on the complex issues related to implants as well as ongoing operations. The moves came on the day Dow released documents indicating knowledge of problems with leaking implants as far back as the early 70s. Barry Bagnato has the story.
The documents showed Dow Corning has been aware of safety problems for more than 20 years. A New Orleans doctor first reported a ruptured implant in 1971. In internal company memos, sales officials discuss various concerns. One complains he has lost more business due to ruptures than to competitors' sales pitches. In a 1980 memo, a frustrated salesman criticizes the shipment of a batch of implants that leaked to gel, saying the decision ranks right up there with the Ford Pinto gas tank. Dow Corning executive Robert Riley denies any cover-up.
We don't keep all of these records right here on this desk all the time. Now, if we had something to hide, we'd have burned them.
He insists silicone gel breast implants are safe. An FDA panel is scheduled to make its determination next week. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
This is The World Tonight. We'll be right back.
Many people who are losing their hearing won't even consider something that could help them. Why? Because they have a lot of outdated notions about hearing aids and who wears them. Miracle Ear wants you to know that anyone, young or old, can experience hearing loss. If your vision declines, you get glasses, right? And if you're self-conscious about glasses, you get contact lenses. Well, Miracle Ear is to hearing aids what contacts are to glasses. Advanced Miracle Ear microtechnology creates a hearing instrument so small it practically hides in your ear canal. I'd like you to receive a fact-filled booklet on how you may be helped by Miracle Ear's tiny wonder. Just call 1-800-421-8400. That's 1-800-421-8400. The call and the booklet are free, and there's no obligation. Call 1-800-421-8400 right now. Miracle Ear Centers, a tradition of helping people listen to life again.
Closing arguments over and the jury gets the case in the Mike Tyson rape trial. His fans chant encouragement as he leaves the courthouse to await the verdict. Nick Young reports.
The state was blunt. Mike Tyson, Deputy Prosecutor Barbara Trathan charged, used his fame to attack his accuser in the same way a thug uses a gun in an alley. He took advantage of the star-struck young beauty pageant contestant, in Trathan's words, like a wolf in sheep's clothing, and raped her. Defense Attorney Vincent Fuller answered by accusing the accuser. He said portraying her as naive was a myth created by the state. Instead, Fuller told the jury the woman, interested in getting closer to the fighter because of his money, voluntarily went to Tyson's room and had sex with him. Then, feeling rejected as a one-night stand, Fuller claims she turned on him with a rape accusation. But in a slashing rebuttal, Special Prosecutor Gregory Garrison scornfully attacked the defense for engaging in what he called the week-long barbecue of this victim. And he told the jury, you know with your common sense what happened. Nick Young, CBS News, Indianapolis.
At Jeffrey Dahmer's sanity trial in Milwaukee, a prosecution witness, psychiatrist Frederick Fosdall, testified Dahmer did suffer from a mental disease when he killed and mutilated his victims, but he insisted he is not legally insane. Fosdall also described the Dahmer case as unique.
I would assume Mr. Dahmer is a precedent. I can't imagine that anybody has done anything similar to this. People have been killed for a variety of reasons, but I would assume this is a first.
The outcome of the trial will determine if Dahmer is sent to prison or a mental institution. The World Tonight returns in a minute.
In a world of complicated pricing and hard and fast car rental rules, budget lets you be flexible. With our new flex rates, the longer you rent, the more you save on any economy through full-size car. Say you rent a car for 2 days, but end up staying longer. With flex rates, your average price per day will actually drop. Call Budget for complete details. When it comes to your car, your price, and your schedule, we're flexible. The smart money is on Budget.
To explain the difference between Cepacol lozenges for sore throats and Cepastat for really sore throats, we've enlisted the help of some experts in pain. So if your throat feels like this, use Cepacol lozenges. If it feels like this, Cepastat lozenges. Like this, Cepacol. Like this, Cepastat. Sore throats need Cepacol lozenges. Really, really sore throats need Cepastat lozenges. Use only as directed.
Worst flooding in the Los Angeles area in more than 20 years as rivers rush out of their banks following a deluge. 5 inches of rain in 2 hours. John Goodman of KNX Los Angeles went to hard-hit Burbank.
I just came across the Los Angeles River Bridge, which is under at least 6 inches of water, perhaps as much as 8 or 10. There are 4 cars here that are at least half underwater.
Some of the motorists who had scrambled to the tops of their submerged cars had to be rescued by helicopter. The United States bags its first gold medal at the Albertville Winter Olympics.
Gold medal, Olympic champion, Bonnie Blair. États-Unis, USA.
Repeating her 1988 triumph, Bonnie Blair of Champaign, Illinois, flashed home first in the 500-meter speed skating event.
It's a great feeling. I mean, nothing compares to being able to come back and being able to win again, and I guess it's nice to know that I'm the first woman to be able to do that.
Howard David of CBS Sports was there for Bonnie Blair's triumph.
She beat her closest competitor, Ya Shebu of China, and Crystal Luding of Germany in the 500-meter sprint. The race was delayed for an hour due to the ice conditions, but did not have any effect on America's first gold medal winner. Blair still has a solid chance in the 1,000 and 1,500-meter runs.
CBS Sports reporter Howard David in Albertville, France. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials average finished up nearly 20 points. The blue chips closed around 32.45 on volume well over 184 million shares. It's 9 minutes past the hour in this world tonight.